Hi there. Welcome back to our Sweetie Heels 2020 speaker interview series. All of our speakers have amazing stories to tell and are great resources for anyone who wants to innovate in healthcare 3D printing and bioprinting. And the intention behind these interviews is to decrease the distance between our speakers and the audience before 3D Heels 2020. And you can think of them as icebreakers for you by us.
Good morning, David.
Hey, Nabil, how are you?
Doing well. I'm really excited to introduce you to everyone at 3D Heels, this time virtually versus in person. When I think of you, I think I can sum up your passion in just a few words, and that's make surgeons' lives easier. Can you tell me about your work with virtual surgery planning and Osteomed?
Absolutely. So before I answer that question, I think I just want to describe a little bit of my background and how this thing started in my life and how we are applying that. So basically, everything started with my passion in cars. So about 16 or 17 years ago, I started having that passion for car designing. So I started designing initially by sketch and hand. And then I start realizing how we transfer that into a real world. And I start learning about 3D modeling cars and wheels and lights and all these things related to the car industry. I was always looking to be a car designer. And I learned how to work and use those tools for that specific purpose. But then I start my training in oral maxillofacial surgery, and I figure out maybe we can use those tools for that specific purpose. And I saw in different parts of the world, they start also using patient-specific virtual surgical planning and later patient-specific implants for that purpose. And I said, oh, there are people working on that already. So let me try to see and use that knowledge and how... and try to find a way to make that thing feasible.
And what were the problems oral surgeons were having with their surgeries?
All right. So basically today, on the traditional surgery, what we see is a lot of surgeries they take a lot of time. And this is one of the biggest concerns for patient morbidity. So we already have publications relating the amount of time spending on the surgery and the post-op. So we know that as less time as the patient is under general anesthesia or open waiting for a procedure, the post-op will be worse. So with virtual surgical planning, we can see in advance what are the problems that the surgeon may encounter or eventually simulate the surgery before the surgery even happened on the computer first. And then we can transfer that into reality by using a 3D printed device. And so basically that's the major, one of the roles that I'm doing here at Osteomed today is develop techniques or develop solutions for surgeons using that concept. So it's one of the things that I'm doing today here. It's basically manage all the virtual surgical planning division at Osteomed.
Wonderful. Can you tell me about some of, you know, the patents that you've been working on?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. So again, as you said before, my major objective here is to make surgeons' life easier. And that's what you're doing. And with the surgeon background, I know exactly where each one of the steps on a specific surgical procedure. So I know that the surgeon will be already dissecting a specific structure. Just as an example here, on orthognathic surgery, one of the steps that we need to do is dissect the nasal cavity. And if you check all the surgical guides that already exist in the market, they're not using that structure. That is a pretty important and a specific landmark that we can use to sit a cutting guide inside the nasal cavity. So if you check all cutting guides that already exist in the market, they're a big structure that is connected from one side to the other. And on that specific situation, the surgeon needs to cut or connect both sides. Mm-hmm. And one of the patents, for example, that we just did is that specific concept of using specific anatomical landmarks, because the surgeon is already exposing that for the traditional surgery. So we are using that landmark as a reference for us. So that's one of the things. We're working also in tray, specific, patient-specific trays. This is also another patent that will help not only surgeons, but also helping ORs or hospitals to keep those implants in-house.
Just amazing. What do you think, in a general sense, is the just the promise of 3D printing?
All right. So we can see that the surgery, especially oral maxillofacial surgery, it's moving to another path now that is a minimal invasive procedure. So what we're trying to do and what I see here in the future is every time implants are getting smaller or getting more smartly designed to make those concepts easier and make surgeries faster as well. So I think the 3D printing in healthcare is moving to that direction for smaller implants, smaller guides. And eventually in the future, I know that that's a little bit of futuristic here, but I see in the future, right after that, using augmented reality and virtual reality to help patient-specific or 3D printing as well. So I see the industry moving in that direction.
Wonderful. What's something that you're really eager to share? Well, not all of it, but just a little bit of it with our audience at 3D Heals.
All right. So I'll be sharing with you guys different things that we've been developing. For example, I don't know if it'll be interesting for me to share you guys, but this is just a 3D printed tray. Everything that the surgeon needs is inside this box. So basically, it's a patient-specific box. You see here all the patient-specific plates inside. And this was 3D printed as a single part. So everything here, there's no assembling, nothing here. We're using SLS technology for this one here. So we have freedom to design with already that purpose and no assembling. And on the industry side, is also easier if you have something that come ready straight from the machine ready. So this is one of the things that I'll be sharing with you, and also sharing like what we've been doing that is different from other companies doing as well.
Wonderful. Love it. Thank you so much for your time, David.
Thank you, Nabil. And I hope everything enjoying what I'll be showing, and I'm very happy to be with you guys on the 3D Heals event.